One of the state's most highly regarded journalists has died. He was also a dear friend and colleague to us at Iowa Public Radio. Veteran public television and radio broadcaster Dean Borg has died at the age of 81. Iowa Public Radio's Rob Dillard has this remembrance.
In 1971, Dean Borg joined a panel of fellow journalists for a new concept in public television, a program called Iowa Press. It became a weekly roundtable discussion of national and state politics and a must-stop for anyone running for president or statewide office. The first program appeared on the service then known as the Iowa Educational Broadcasting Network. As Borg recalled on Iowa Public Radio in 2017, at the time of his retirement from the show after 46 years, it began on the second floor of a Des Moines high school with cables dangling from the window.
One transmitter in Des Moines, and it was Channel 11, KDIN. No studios, no equipment other than a mobile truck.
In the early days of Iowa Press, the show leaned heavily on the expertise of newspaper reporters. They knew the ins and outs of politics, but very little about broadcasting. Borg did. He had been the longtime news director at WMT in Cedar Rapids. When the show's creator, Bob Bradsell, decided he needed a host to keep things moving, he turned to Borg. Bradsell died in 2018, but he spoke with IPR's Ben Kiefer about that decision when Borg retired.
We felt we needed someone who understood the medium and so forth to actually host it. And Dean just seemed to be the right person. He understood the format. He liked to work with us and was very good at what he did and presented very well.
Borg was a native of Forest City and earned an undergraduate journalism degree from Iowa State. While in Ames, he landed his first radio job at WOI. He also held a master's degree in public administration from the University of Iowa. It was reporting, however, that sparked his imagination. He received the Iowa Broadcast News Association's Jack Shelley Award, its highest honor, in 2008. In 1975, he interviewed a little-known peanut farming governor from Georgia named Jimmy Carter on Iowa Press.
To this day, I believe that that appearance, that half-hour appearance with him in some tough direct questioning on Iowa Press, introduced him to the Iowa people and gave him really a jump start, launched him, if you will, on his candidacy.
For more than 30 years, Radio Iowa News Director Kay Henderson shared the Iowa Press roundtable with Borg. She says she admired his studio work and his off-camera demeanor.
I would describe Dean in two parts. There's the personal part, a true gentleman, a great friend, and a devoted family man. Then there's the professional part, a tenacious, determined journalist. And I think that explains his popularity with the Iowa Press audience.
Henderson offers an example of Borg's doggedness as a journalist. It came on a day when he broke a leg.
He arrived on the Iowa Press set still wearing the hospital's wristband. A camera operator actually cut the band off and the show went on.
Into his 80s, Borg continued to contribute to daily news for Iowa Public Radio. He was a walking research library and memory bank. He inspired younger staff. It was this interaction with the next generation of reporters he valued most.
I'll miss the camaraderie and the interchange with the various journalists who, in preparing and discussing the Iowa national political landscape, we trade insights, and I'll miss that.
Borg said one question guided him through the many years of interviewing politicians and covering breaking stories. How can we make news today? I'm Rob Dillard, IPR News.